listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Bonjour, mes amis. This is Ed McGrogan, back today with your latest Tennis in 10 podcast, your rundown of the French Open in under 10 minutes. And we move on to the third round now over in Paris. Not a moment too soon, as I've alluded to. I think what we've seen over the first 5 days, although there's been some upsets, I think the dramatics have been lacking a bit. And, I think you can chalk that up to really the reality that, you know, what happens when you are missing many of the star players, particularly on the women's side with Azarenka, Serena, and Sharapova all not playing for various reasons. And, you know, what happens when that occurs is you're going to see players who probably should not be seeded. You know, this is around the low part of the seeds, the 30s and the high 20s, you know, getting their way into that safe zone and not having to play some of the better players in the first two rounds. And that's where we typically see some of, you know, the great matches during kind of a frenetic few days at the Slams. I just think this French Open in particular has been lacking that. So, you know, the third round is when we see seed-on-seed action. And the best one could be certainly Andy Murray versus Juan Martín Del Potro. They'll meet after Murray won his second consecutive four-set match against Martin Clizon. And Del Potro advancing over Nicolas Almagro. Del Potro's, you know, his match I thought was really actually the most dramatic point of the day. It, you know, not because necessarily of the play, even though they split the first two sets, but it's because of what happened when Almagro was forced to retire. He re-aggravated or re-injured a knee problem that he experienced in Rome against Rafael Nadal. And if you watch that match, you didn't really understand sort of what the moment was that tweaked Almagro's knee at the time, but he couldn't continue in that match. And he couldn't against Del Potro when he did the same thing at 1-1 in the third. But it was unmistakable. Almagro was on the court just sobbing uncontrollably. And Del Potro came over on the court and also consoled him on the bench after Almagro actually retired. Really just trying to have some sort of, positivity, I guess, in what was a very sad moment for Almagro, who I think was felt it because of what had happened in Rome, happened again here in Paris, but also because of him, you know, making his way back into kind of the top 75, but knowing that he really doesn't have that many chances left to make an impact as a viable threat. And this is, you know, his whole career has been clay is where he does his best work, and to have it end like this was just too much to take for him. You know, Del Potro later told the press that he told Almagro to think of your family, think of your baby. Very powerful stuff from one of the tour's fan favorites. So, assuming Del Potro is healthy, and he also looked a little worse for in this match, you know, his third rounder with Murray could be fantastic. You know, Murray ends up getting by Martin Clizon in four sets. Great sort of stylistic contrast with Murray, the counterpuncher, kind of trying to navigate when Clizon was running around his backhand and just firing forehands as hard as he could down the line. Some points very, very pretty to watch. Although the ending, you know, leaves you a little bit wanting with Clizon leading 5-2 and unable to send it to a fifth set. A lot of that was his own sort of nerves, I think, taking over and less about what Murray did. So, you know, again, sort of that, this sort of little bit of malaise over the first two rounds at the tournament. And we hope for some better tennis in the third round. You know, on the men's side, otherwise, another upset. Nick Kyrgios loses to Kevin Anderson in four sets. Anderson, a dangerous, unseeded player with his serve. I think what Kyrgios gives us after Roland Garros at Wimbledon and the hard court stretch going up to the U.S. Open, where he can be so dangerous and has shown that he can be earlier this year at Indian Wells in Miami, where he's beaten Djokovic twice this year. He took Federer to a third set breaker in a classic match in Miami. I think this was the year that, given what we saw from Kyrgios, his decision to bring on Sebastian Grosjean as a coach, you know, who will probably be with him during his time in North America, as Grosjean is based in Florida. I think what Kyrgios does is going to be one of the stories of the tour, both men and women, after Roland Garros. You know, other results from today on the men's side, you know, Wawrinka, a straight set winner over Dolgopolov. He had a good day for the French with Monfils and Gasquet winning easily in straights. He also had, on the women's side, Cornet beating number 20 Barbara Strixova 6-4, 6-1. Chilich and Nishikori also advanced in straights. Women's side, it was a much different story for some of the top 10 women. You had number 2, Karolina Pliskova, number 5, Elena Svitolina, and number 9, Agnieszka Radwanska, all taken to 3 sets, all advancing. None of those third sets were sort of the peaks of those matches. You know, again, kind of, you know, alluding to what I say before about looking for, kind of left wanting a bit with the slate we've seen so far. But all three advanced to the third round, where they will be tested again for sure. Looking at the rest of the other results today, Madison Keys, number 12 seed, goes down to Petra Martic, 3-6, 6-3, 6-1. Keys looking, you know, also a little bit injured in her match. She came back only recently in Rome, I believe, to, you know, and still really kind of looking for that form from what we saw a year ago. And, you know, I think, you know, with that, I think it's really time to kind of look at what the schedule brings us onto the third round. Starting tomorrow on Court Philippe Chatrier, it's a pretty loaded slate of names: Muguruza, Nadal, Djokovic, Venus Williams, all playing. They're not playing seeds for the most part. Muguruza is Yulia Putintseva, the 27 seed, but Rafa gets Nicolas Beslashvili, Djokovic, Diego Schwartzman, Venus Williams gets Elise Mertens. So it is hard to foresee, you know, a lot of upheaval there. I think Muguruza will certainly have the toughest one of that quartet. You move on to Longlin Court, Zabaios versus Goffin, Shelby Rogers versus Kristina Mladenovic. I think that could be very interesting, given Mladenovic's struggles already in the first round with another American, Jennifer Brady. And Rogers is a quarterfinalist here from a year ago. I do think Mladenovic, as a 13 seed, the favorite, obviously the crowd favorite, will, you know, this will be another test for her. And I think probably one of the more entertaining matches of tomorrow. Follow that up with another Frenchman, Luca Puig, against Albert Ramos Vinolas, two good clay quarters there. And I love the Wozniacki-CC Bellis match, fourth on Longlin as well. Kind of curious to see how Bellis's level measures up to Wozniacki, given that Wozniacki is going to give Bellis the opportunity to really, shape the points how she wants to. And, you know, will the young American really get sort of frustrate herself or kind of play the way that she needs to, which is really well, to beat Wozniacki, who's at number 11 in the seedings. Court 1, Carreno Busta versus Dimitrov. Steve Johnson's great story continues against Dominic Thiem. Svetlana Kuznetsova against Zhang Shui. Tamia Bachinski against Ange Jabeur of Tunisia. Court 2, you have Serenko versus Ostapenko, followed by Raonic versus Garcia Lopez. In Court 3, you wrap up the single slate. This is all that's left. Veasley against Batista Gut and Sam Stosur against Bethany Mannix-Sands. It moves very quickly from, you know, 5 days ago with 256 players. I thought I heard on Tennis Channel that 75% of them are gone now already. So it moves fast, but I think we're okay with that, given that I think we're looking for really, I think, the match that ignites this tournament. Maybe we'll get it tomorrow. And if we do, we'll talk about it here on the Tennis.com podcast. Au revoir.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.